Voeschanon el Hashem bo'eshahi. Moshe Rabbeinu davens. Voeschanon is tefillah. He wants to daven. Voeschanon el Hashem bo'eshahi leimor. Says the Panim Yofis, what's leimor? That before a person davens, he has to say something before he davens. Hashem sefosai tiftach ufi yagit tehilasecha. Before Voeschanon el Hashem, a person has to be mesugel to be able to open his mouth, to be able to be lamer. The lamer is the tefillah before the tefillah. Hashem sefasai tiftach. I heard once a pshat. Sefasai means lips, but it also can mean borders. Sfas is the edge, the border. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open up our borders. We shouldn't be squared in our Yerushalayim, in our tefillah, in our ruchnius. We should open up our borders. We should broaden our horizons of how much we're able to be matzliach. In tefillah. We should be steig in tefillah. We should have higher madregas in tefillah. It's Yaduah V'eschanon, this forum say, is Gematria 515. So is tefillah. So is shira. And betzem, that's the whole mahus of Klal Yisrael. Because tefillah, 515, plus another 26, Shem Havaya, that's Yisrael, 541. Yisrael is a tefillah to Hashem. Tefillah. And another Havaya, that's Yisrael. And the emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after he davens V'eschanon, 515 tefillahs. Al toisif daver elai. Don't daven a 516th tefillah. If he would have davened the 516th tefillah, maybe then he would have been able to go in. 516 is the Rosh Tevis of Yisgadel v'Yiskadesh Shmei Rabba. It's 516. That would be a step weiter. There's many other gematries that this forum talk about what's the inyan of the 515. The Pnei Yeshua in Brochus, the Flamedes, talks about the 515 tefillahs. He makes a cheshbon that from Tu B'Av, which is this coming week, but also when Chamisha Asa B'Av, when Klal Yisrael realized that they're not all going to die, and they realized that the reason that that last kvutza of the Dor HaMidbar didn't die is because of the Koyach HaTefillah, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, maybe I should also be able to daven. So from Chamisha Asa B'Av, until Zayin Adar, Pnei Yeshua has a whole lengthy cheshbon. It comes out exactly 515 tefillos. The others from talk about 515 hours from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres, but the Pnei Yeshua talks about the 515 tefillos from Tu B'Av till Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Because Chamisha Asar B'Av is a turning point. Chamisha Asar B'Av, the Svarim say, is Gematria 928 Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva. It's also Gematria V'Yashkeim Avraham Baboiker. Also, Gematria Yoim Chasunosoi, which is the day of the Chasuna of Tu B'Av, is Yoim Chasunosoi. Is I always say over to the Bachrim that first say this starts 9:15, but till 9:30 is not really that considered late. But the emes is you don't want to be off by that, and off by one is still not enough. Kuviyadua. So the Spitz time to come is 9:28. 9:28. We said it's Gematria Vayashkem Avram Baboiker V'Chulei Ksiv Chasim Atoyva Chamisha Osir B'Av. Getting back to the 515, the Chidah writes in the Nachal Kedumim, he says, Voeschanon is Gematria Hatik. He says, what's Hatik? The package. Hatik. A person has to realize when he davens, or b'chlal, when he's Oymid Lefnei Hashem, that he's his guf is just the tik, is just the packaging for his neshama. The ikar is the neshama. And when you daven, you could even daven by shuckling, because then you're shuckling the neshama. Or you could daven Hayosher. You could stand straight. Hayosher also, 515. Shira, same letters as Hayosher. So Hatik, the person with his guf, could even daven with Na'anua. Or maybe no, he could daven Pashat Hayosher. But either way, you have to realize that's the pshat, that when a person's davening, he's tuning into the neshama. We know that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal, by the sne, Shal no olecha me'al raglecha, Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that the guf is a nal to the neshama. The ikar is the neshama. The guf is only a kisui to the lowest part of the neshama. And that's how a person davens, by tuning into his neshama. The whole mahus of an Adam is misspelled. The Ben Ishchai writes that Adam, if you spell out the letters Adam, Aleph, Dalid, Mem is Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Dalid, Dalid, Lamed, Tof, Mem, Mem is Mem, Mem. The Pnimius letters, without the Adam, the Pnimius letters is Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Tof, Mem is misspelled. The Pnimius of an Adam is misspelled. One other 515, I saw an interesting pshat from the Yismach Moshe. He says, Voeschanon 515 is Gematria Chala. Now, of course, Chala is Gematria 43, a remes to the 43 beitzim of the shear of Hafroshes Chala. It's 43 beitzim. The Shach brings that. The Shana bring that from the Rikech, others. But In Miluya, if you spell out Chala, Ches, Ches, Yutof, Lamed, Lamed, Mem, Dalet, Hey, Yud, plus the 8 letters, is Gematria Chala. And the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And it says maybe because he wanted to do the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maestras. But the truth is that wouldn't be, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would go in, even if he would go in, it would only be for a short time, and they didn't start keeping Trumas and Maestras for another 14 years. But Chala, the Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Mem, even before Kibush V'chiluk, the original Knesset Eretz Yisrael was Mechayev B'chala. So Ve'eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, let me go in, at least I'll be able to do Parshas Chala. It's Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu is 104. Two Nachamus is Yitzchok, is 208. Is 8 times Shem Havaya. It's fascinating. 7 times Havaya is Yaakov, and that's still the Teva, but 8 times, that's Yitzchok. Nachamu, Nachamu is 208. So is Bidomaya Chayi, Bidomaya Chayi, Bidomaya Chayi, the same letters as Nachamu. The Nachamu is from the Bidomaya Chayi. Bezer Hashem, we're being Machnes, a Neched, the Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, an Erev Tisha B'Av. Bidomayich Chayi, Bidomayich Chayi is the same gematria as Nachamu, Nachamu. Now, Parshas Vaschanan is full of so many Yisoidistik in Yonim of Yiddishkeit, the Aseres Hadibris, Krishma, and so many other things, but another Inyan, there's a Pasuk, Ve'atem Hadveikim, Ba'ashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kolchem Ayoin, the Nesiv Sholim, his Yortzeit is today, Zainov, the Nesiv Sholim brings, from the Shem Demagadim is rich, he says, Ba'atem Advekim, the Advekis, he says, it's when the Ger came and he was told the whole Torah al Regalachas, it was Ma'adaloch Soni Lechavroch Lesavid. He said it to mean, Ma'adaloch Soni Lechavroch. What is detrimental to your Chibur, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Very simple, Loisavid, don't do it. We have to be Dovuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dvekus. Whatever is good for that Devek, do, and whatever is not good for that devik, madaloch soni lechavruch, what is not good, detrimental to that chibur, just don't do it. Because avada the yisoid is dvekas, we said aleph, beis, gimel, emunah, and betochen brings the geula, but there's also dalet. Dalet is dvekus. I saw another pshat also, what's the dalet? The dalet could mean, it says, ashrei adam sheimeili lishkoid al dal toisai. We know the nochash akadmoini, originally the world was created with two shemais, shakai, shin, and dalet, and yud, and Adnos, Aleph Dalet, Nun and Yud. The Nochash Hishiani, look at the letters Hishiani. Hishiani took out those two Dalets. It took out the Dalet of Shakai and the Dalet of Adnos. When we go back to the Dlosois, Dalet, 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 two Dalets, to the doors of the Beis Medrash, and we go, and we're Dovuk, then we come back and are Dovuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you could take it one step further, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. Emunah B'tochen Gula Dvekis, or Daltais, Dalets. There's also hay. So a fascinating maisa. It was in the game last week's parasha. There was once a maisa, I think it was with Imre Emes, he was saying it over about a different rebbe that they were once traveling, and the goy that they were traveling with, the balagolu, told them that they have to help lift up the hay. Hay in Yiddish, or in English, or whatever, the tevin that the animal eats, help me lift up the hay. And he said, I can't. And the goy got upset. The goy says, not that you can't, you don't want to. And the Imre Emes was nesoyer. He said, that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says in Parshas Dvarim, you didn't want to lift up. You didn't want to lift up the hay. And we know Pikabola, there's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Iker is Yud Kei and Vav. And then the Tikkun is Toshuv Hay, to be Mesakan the hay Acharin, to lift up that hay and connect it to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what it means to be Mesakan Shmoy the Kutche Berichu. Shem Yichud Kutche Berichu. So we have to lift up the hay. That's Veloy. And we don't want to. Veloy Avisim Lalois. So if you want to lift up the hay, then you can talk about Meroimim Shem Avai. That's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Hey, we also have Kriya Shema. Shema is Rosh HaTevis, Shachris, Mincha, Arvis. It's also Rosh HaTevis, Oil Malchus Shemayim. It's also Rosh HaTevis, Su'u Morim Enechem, Shema. And then another Chelik, there's Yehuda Iloh and Yehuda Tato. We have Boruch Shem, Kevoid Malchus Eloh Ilam Voed. We know the Pasuk says in Yeshaya that the Malachim have 6 Knafayim. But the Gemara is medayik that the Pasuk in Yecheskel describes the Malachim as having only 4 Knafayim. And the Gemara says that they actually have 6, but Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdosh, there's 2 Knafayim missing. But there's a Machlekes which one? The Gemara in Chagiga has a Machlekes which ones? And clapping these words, the words Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilam Voed. The question is, if the 2 Knafayim missing, Bizman HaGolus, are the Knafayim of Kvoid Malchusoi, Or are we missing the knafayim of la'olam vod? It's a whole arichas, but it's a machlokes in the Gemara over there. Ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha. I saw a fascinating ha'ara, a stira in the Marsha, if the Haltkapa, very interesting nakuda. We know that Shimon HaMsuni was doirish kol esen shebetoira. And when he came to es Hashem Elokecha tira, so he was pirish. They told him, kishem shekibalta scharala, drisha kach, tekabal scharala prisha. He couldn't come to anything, what it can mean, es Hashem Elokecha tira, until Rabbi Kiva came actually and said, L'rabbi is talmidei chachamim. Frek de Marsha. In Pesachim Dav Chav Gimel, the pasuk of Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha is earlier, prior to the pasuk of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. Why was Shimon HaMsuni already not Pirish over here by Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha? What could you darshan here if you didn't understand Es by Hashem Alekecha Tira, that there's nothing to be marba to compare to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why was he already not confronted with what it means earlier in this pasuk of Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha? Says the Marsha in Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel, because the Gabi Avas Hashem, in fact, Shimon HaMsuni did know that you could darshan l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. That he understood. You could darshan es v'ahavto es l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. It was only by Hashem Alekecha Tira that he didn't understand. As Isaac the Marsha in Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel, Pela Otzum the Marsha in Yuma Daf Peivov. Marsha in Yuma Daf Peivov asked the same kasha, and he says that by v'ahavto. He says, what about by Avas Hashem? He says, by Avas Hashem, no, Thiravadi, you can't darshan the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Over there, you have to darshan something else. Sheyeh Shem Shemayim is Hayev Al Yodcha. Over there, even Rabbi Kiva won't darshan that it means the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. That's a powerful stira. I heard once a pshat. Originally, Shimon HaMsuni thought Yira means Yira Sa'inish, and Ava also means Ava. Because he's made Tivlanu, so we're Oyev, we're Yori from the Oynish, and we're Oyev because of the Schar. In that, their hair, so in Ahava, you can darshan, yes, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, that you could love the Talmud Chachamim that he's made with you, but by Tira, by Yira, Shimon HaMsuni didn't understand. Until Rabbi Kiva came and said, no, that even in Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, we can understand it. Because it wasn't referring to Yiris HaOynish, it was referring to Yiris HaRoymimus. But if Yir is referring to Yiras HaRoyim, so then Ava also was parallel to something on that. And that already is not Shair, says the Marsha in Yuma, to Talmidei Chachamim. And we have the darsh in a totally different drasha. Sheheshem Shemayim Esayev Al Yodcha. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Alekecha b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha v'chol moidecha. The Nefeshachayim, and many others from also, they talk about the chilek, that why in the first parsha of Krishma, which is Lashon Yochid, so that, does it say b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol moidecha? And in the second parasha, which is Lashon Rabbim, it says b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, but it doesn't say u'v'chol moedchem. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, according to the Mahalach, he's explaining over there that the parasha Rishon is for Yechidim, is for the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai of the door, and for they, it's even b'chol moedcha. You're not hanig b'hem minik derech eretz, you're totally l'malam, y'derech ha-teva, not stolen to the gashmias. But as opposed to the parasha Shni, which is Lashon Rabbim, for the klal, harbe osu, k'Rabbi Shmuel, and in Rabbi Shmuel, we don't say b'chol moedchem. That's one shot from the Nefesh HaChaim. There's another pshat from the Beis HaLevi. Nefesh HaChaim himself brings another pshat. In this first pshat we said was in Shar Aleph, Perek Ches. But there's another pshat that the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Beis, actually. He says, Parsha Rishon is talking about Ava. Ava could be also B'chol Mo'idcha. But the second parsha is talking about Avaritem, is Avoida. Avoida is not Shaykh by Mo'idcha. Beis HaLevi says a pshat. He says, Parsha Rishon is going on Avoida Zorah. Avoida Zorah is Yarek Val Yavar. But by the Parsha Shni is only in Sharaveiris, and Sharaveiris, only when it's Farhesia, is there the Inyan of Mesiris Nefesh. And Kohen, there are many different pshatim. I saw a very interesting pshat in the Hakdoma to the Evin HaEzel. Rabbi Zalman writes, this is right after the Holocaust, fascinating Zach. He says, Chazal say b'chol nafshecha, afilu noikeles nafshecha. The emes is we should also darshan in the second Parsha, b'chol nafshechem, afilu noikeles nafshechem, that even after such a tremendous Holocaust, he's saying right after the Holocaust, even in a situation of b'chol nafshechem, still we gather ourselves up and we lift ourselves up and we continue doing avodas Hashem. Even a rabbin could have b'chol nafshechem. Wow. This is interesting. There's another pshat that it says b'chol nafshecha afilu noikeles nafshecha. So the question is, why don't we say that by b'chol levavcha also? That there's a chiyuv b'chol levavcha, afilu noitel es levavcha. Dahainu, sometimes a person says, I don't have a lay for it, I don't have a heart for it, I'm not able to do it. And that was saying, no, that afilu noitelas levavcha, a person, even when it's in tulev and it's a felt in the hislavos and the gishmak, so afal pikein, he should continue b'chol levavcha u b'chol nafshecha u b'chol maidecha.